You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Dr. Deborah Stroman brings you stimulating sports and society discussions with some of the biggest influencing forces in sports and sports business. From athletes to owners, If You Only Knew covers all the bases with informative and engaging content from end zone to end zone.
Welcome to the show. Jennifer Lynn Williams, a two-year captain for the Tar Heels. In basketball, she's currently the moneymaker or chief development officer of the USA Basketball Foundation. Lots of experience, lots of great leadership, everything from being named the 2018 Women Leaders in College Sports Division Administrator of the Year, and also spent time with the NCAA Division I Council, where she served on the Football Oversight Committee. Jennifer, so glad that you're here. We shared a connection with Carolina and women's basketball, and we have great love for the Tar Heels. But I want us to back up. I would love for you to tell the listening audience where it all started for you. Where did you grow up?
I am from Detroit, Michigan, and I want to first say, Dr. Debbie, thank you for having me. But yes, I hail from Detroit, Michigan, and found my way to North Carolina. They were actually the last school, like from the top 25, to recruit me. So it was funny that that's where I ended up going. But once I got on campus, I instantly fell in love with the community. Just the people are just so wonderful. And that's what got me.
All right. Well, we're glad we got you. Now, what sports did you play? Did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
Yeah, so I was a basketball player, but I also was on the track and field team while I was in high school. But my primary focus was basketball. And I will say that my high school basketball coach was really influential in my life. He just taught me so many things outside of the sport, just about being a great person and being a winner, not just on the court, but a champion off the court. And I never forget my junior year in high school, he was battling cancer. And I just saw him show up every day to practice, you know, after chemo. And I felt like if he could do that and coach us, then it was no reason why we couldn't give 120% max effort. And so that was something that I just, from an early age, just hard work and just, you know, pushing through and resiliency, and saw that from him. But then my dad was also my coach through AAU. So it was good to have my dad, my mom around supporting me throughout the matriculation to a collegiate student athlete, which can be a lot, you know, especially when you start playing younger and, you know, the time commitment and then having to do your schoolwork, it can be a lot. So had some really good role models early on in my career and mentors that really helped me kind of pave that way.
I'm not going to let you get away with saying track and field without saying, what did you run or field? What events in track and field?
So I was high jump. I did shot put, where I was all region in shot put. And then I was on the 4x2 relay. And so I did, like, I went to a private high school, and I was on financial aid. So we were required to play two sports. So track and field was like,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we had to do like community service. We had to have two letters in a sport. And I chose track and field just because it, to me, complemented basketball the best. Most people play two sports anyway if they weren't on financial aid. But yeah, I loved it. And it was good. I was, like I said, our team was really good in track and field, so I lucked up.
Wow. Well, that's another conversation, but I definitely that's interesting to require that. But let's talk about life at UNC. Tell us about the highlights of your career and the bond you made with your sister ballers.
Yeah, you know, I loved my time at Carolina. It was challenging because, you know, when you come from being a top 25 player and now you're surrounded by tons of All-Americans and really good players, you got to learn your role. I played a lot my freshman year. I won Rookie of the Week honors, I want to say like three times during the year. And so, but then my sophomore year, I did not play. I got benched. And so that was a hard adjustment, especially not knowing the why behind not playing. And so I had to do a deep dive and just really focus on what I could control. And I had contemplated transferring, but then it was the people. I loved my teammates. I took basketball out the equation. Everything else was clicking and great. It's just the basketball wasn't the best during that time. And that's something I felt could change if I worked at it and had a positive attitude. And so I decided to stay because, again, I loved my teammates. I was in the J school, and African-American studies were my two majors. And so I was doing well in school, decided to stay. And then that summer just worked really hard. And again, focused on the things that I could control. And that's my attitude, being in condition when I show up, because I wasn't always in condition. And so, you know, my junior year going into that year, I was named the captain. And, you know, I started playing more and eventually started from the ACC of my junior year all the way until I graduated as a senior. So, you know, it just goes to show you that control what you can control, focus on those things, and just have a good attitude, because the grass isn't always green on the other side. I think sometimes people are just so quick to throw in the towel because they think something else looks better, instead of just trying to really focus in on what they can control and how they can be better and do better. And that was something, you know, my parents told me, like, they would support me leaving, but to really look at if it made sense. And I didn't think at the time, you know, it made the most sense. I think I was being in my ego, because I wanted to play, and I had to just realize, you know, it's a time and a place, and just understand my role. And, you know, that led to really having great success my junior and senior year, and doing some really good things personally and as a team through the sport of basketball.
Well, I really applaud your parents for that, because sometimes the parents will say, you are staying or you must go. And they don't really give their child the opportunity to really sit down and research it, and you make the best decision. We'll support you, but think about what your the change that might take place. So do you have any favorite all-time UNC athletes? One in particular, any characteristics?
Obviously, I love Michael Jordan. I remember when I got recruited when Coach Hatchell, they saw me at a tournament in DC, and I'm the first actually player to come from Michigan. I think I'm the only player that's come out of Michigan. And I remember when Coach Hatchell left me a voicemail. She was on her Nike trip in Hawaii, and she was like, I want you to be the first visit. We really want you to come. And I'm like, that's Michael Jordan's school. And, you know, so I really, you know, love Michael Jordan. Marion Jones, obviously, was somebody that I really admired. And then, you know, Charlotte Smith, who actually was one of my coaches, my last 2 years at Carolina, just were people, you know, that I really, you know, I remember watching the championship game with her, with Marion and Charlotte. And, you know, I didn't know that that time that I was going to be good enough to get a scholarship, but I just remember how they never quit. You know, they played all the way to the end and obviously came out with a championship. And so those were some characteristics. And then, you know, Michael Jordan just always seemed really locked in and focused when he played. And I didn't really watch him that much at Carolina, but when he played for the Bulls, I'm from Detroit, so that was a big, you know, and I'm like, oh, just seeing him play and the skill level. So I instantly knew, like, just at those athletes that I'm like, okay, this is a great place to thrive and to become the best version of yourself, not just as an athlete, but as a student and as a person.
Awesome. That's great. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Jennifer Lynn Williams, the Chief Development Officer of USA Basketball Foundation. You're listening to Dr. Debbie Stroman on If You Only Knew at 97.9 The Hill.
You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Here's Dr. Deborah Stroman.
We're back. We're talking to Jennifer Lynn Williams, UNC Tar Heel women's basketball alum and the current Chief Development Officer for USA Basketball Foundation. Jennifer, let's talk about your current work as a leader with the foundation. What drew you to the position? Like, what is your why?
Oh, wow. So my why is ultimately helping people be their best versions of themselves. And, you know, this, what drew me to this position was the opportunity to really make the foundation kind of my own. It was new. We had the three pillars established with this, which are youth empowerment, champion women, and promoting social responsibility. And those were three pillars that I could easily get behind and support wholeheartedly. But, you know, in terms of program development, strategy with how you acquire new donors and tell the narrative, that was all super exciting to me to come in and be able to kind of make that my own. I'm a journalism major. So obviously, like, I really believe in storytelling and how you tell a story and making sure people really understand the purpose. And so that was what drew me, you know, to the position. And then obviously I said this was as close as I was going to get to being an Olympian by working at USA Basketball. So I'm like, you know, it was great. And then I did my research. You know, everyone, one of my old coaches, Coach Tracy Williams Johnson, she spoke very highly about her time at USA Basketball, and her and our current CEO, they started the same time, and she spoke very favorable of him as well. And so just wanted to be able to go to a place where I could grow professionally and could really just impact people through a sport that I love so much.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, people know about USA Basketball, what, every 4 years? Those of us in the basketball world, we know it takes place all year round, 365. Yes. 24 hours a day. So tell us a little bit more about USA Basketball and what is the value of USA Basketball to our country?
Wow. You know, outside of just being able, you know, being the national governing body for the sport, but being able to represent your country at the highest level, that's something special. But I think even when you think about it from a grassroots level, we are developing champions, not just in the sport, but in life, because not everyone's going to be an Olympian. But through the game of basketball, you learn how to go for gold in life, how to be a champion in your everyday endeavors. And so from our youth and sport development side, we put on so many camps and clinics for students, for children. Who aspire to play the sport. Some maybe never played before, but then we have more other camps that are more focused on that elite player. And, you know, so it's different levels, but then we also have programming for coaches as well, so that coaches understand how to properly develop these future champions and give them resources to make them the best coaches that they can be. And that's just one part of it. We have programming through our Women in the Game, which is something that I am super passionate about because it shows women other careers in sport. Like, I felt like when I was coming out, it was just, you know, you can go be a coach. And I never wanted to coach. Like, I tell people now, it's funny, I coach people like in life, but I never wanted to do coaching like X's and O's. And so this programming that we have with Women in the Game, it shows women out there other opportunities to impact sport and different professions that are available for them in the industry. And our foundation, we, since the past 2 years, we've been able to offer scholarships for women to attend, full scholarships and registration scholarships. So it's been good to be able to grow that piece of it where we're giving back and we're allowing for women to attend that may not have been able to get to Cleveland or to Dallas, to because we normally do ours in conjunction with the Women's Final Four, our programming. And so that's something I'm really proud of that has been implemented. But yeah, we do so much on the grassroots level that I think people lose sight. Obviously, fundraising is a component of what my day-to-day looks like. So really talking to those who love the sport of basketball, how we continue to grow the game, how we continue to leave a legacy and build upon our current traditions that we have. USA Basketball, we're celebrating 50 years this year, and we're going into our Olympic year in Paris. So this is a really special time for us, and just really want folks to understand the importance of the sport. And to me, you know, sport in general, it just brings people together, all different backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses. It brings people together. And that's something that I think in our world today, we need more of that. We need more activities, more events that bring people together positively And I am just so passionate about the sport of basketball and how that just, it builds people's self-esteem, their confidence, and then again, that togetherness, that team aspect.
So in terms of paying the bills, taxpayer dollars plus private donations, is that how USA Basketball is funded?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Dr. Truman.
Taxpayer dollars and private donations, that's how USA Basketball pays its bills.
Well, I can speak on the foundation. With us, we really go after and solicit from private donations as well as from corporate partnerships and donations to really help support our programming. We were blessed in my first year to receive a $3.5 million gift from the Toll Family Foundation. And, they were super impressed with what we do in terms of providing for youth. The majority of that gift went toward our youth and sport development program so that we can expand and enhance the programming that we're doing at the grassroots level. We ha I'm working, it's different with fundraising here versus on, in higher ed. In college athletics, which has been my background, we're given a portfolio of
That's right.
prospects, and so here you have to really be strategic in how you're prospecting. We don't normally want to, I don't normally want to go after current or potential Olympians because, you don't want it to look like it's a pay for play type of
That's
opportunity,
right.
but we want to make sure they understand so that when they're done, that they have an affinity, just like a student athlete, while, I targeted student athletes while they were in college. Like I'm like, you got to get in the habit of giving, but you don't want it to be a disconnect and then you come back 5 years, 10 years later and try to ask people for money. It's about the relationships and people really understanding the what the values, like what are you supporting, the purpose of their gift and how it's going to make a difference.
Thank you for that. Very noble ideas, very noble for what USA Basketball is doing for our youth and certainly continuing adult learning. So thank you for that. We'll take another break here. We'll be right back to talk more with Tar Heel Jennifer Lynn Williams, the Chief Development Officer for USA Basketball Foundation. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.
You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Here's Dr. Deborah Stroman.
We're talking to Jennifer Lynn Williams, a wonderful Tar Heel who's doing great things in the world of sports, in particular USA Basketball Foundation. Jennifer, today's game, college basketball, palming, that bothers me. That's one of my pet peeves, and not running fundamentals on a 2-on-1 and 3-on-1 break. So those are just some of my pet peeves, but I do love today's college basketball. So what's your take or impression on today's game?
Oh, wow. I love the growth, and I'm going to speak specifically to women's basketball. I love the growth and the interest of how it is to in its totality. I think when I was in school, you had certain schools who really had great fan bases, but now you're really seeing like a collective of schools who are getting fans to come out and have a true following. So I love that part of it. I am with you. Some of the fundamentals to me, the IQ, I think that is kind of lacking. And I think that's why some of the great players in the game, the collegiate game, are so good right now, because they have high basketball IQ on top of skill. I think when we were playing, I think that you had more players who studied the game. And their IQ, I just think as a whole, like across the board, was just higher. I think that goes back down to coaching too. I think coaching, and that's what I love about USA Basketball is that we have been intentional about our coaching academies because it starts with the coaches. It really does. And like I said, I was blessed in my early career to have really good coaches who really focused on fundamentals. And understanding if a person cuts here, you need to space and do something different, like thinking the game through. Not everybody runs to the same space for the block. So I think that does kind of bother, but I love the growth. I love the support. I love having the men and supporting the women and vice versa. I felt like we did that at Carolina naturally, but to see it just you know, across, like, you'll see the cameras pan to the men's team at the games and different things. So love that support and just the overall growth. You know, brands are taking more of an interest in the women's game. When you look at NIL earners, a lot of them are women, and in women's basketball, which is really good. And so I think we have to keep highlighting and getting more platforms for the games to be shown, because that's going to continue to drive more interest. And so I'm loving where it's going. I think we just got to figure out this transfer portal a little bit. But I do think I will say that the transfer portal and the COVID year to me has made it more competitive on the women's side, because you didn't really see a lot of upsets in women's basketball in the tournament. Like, I could go through a bracket and just kind of pick whoever's the higher seed was ultimately going to advance. Now, you never know. You're, to me, seeing more upsets on both the men and women's side because students are in school longer. And when you're 24 going against an 18-year-old, that could look a lot different. So I think that's changed the dynamic too, and it's made it a little more exciting.
Well, that is a great point. Having that extra year of experience to learn and apply is truly making a difference. So Jennifer, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team, Tar Heels, play, if you reflect on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
I would say that as a leader, that I always led with love and integrity, but then just my commitment to mentorship and paying it forward. That was something that I didn't see or have a lot of people pour back like that when I was a up and coming young administrator. And it was like a group of us who were kind of trying to figure it out in our early 20s and make it in this industry. We kind of made a pact that we would always, if a student was, you know, persistent, diligent, hardworking, that we would always try to help and pay it forward and provide mentorship. And that's something that I've stuck with today. And I can look back and see my tree. You know, I have people that I've mentored who are now current ADs, who are now in corporate, you know, student athletes who are in corporate spaces doing amazing things, business owner, you know, just so that to me is the legacy, to look at my tree and to see how many people I've inspired and I've helped get to where they are through mentorship and just being available, because that was not something I always had as a young administrator.
Well, you are doing it well. We appreciate you here in Tar Heel Nation, and certainly the bigger game of basketball and the bigger world of life. So thank you, Jennifer Lynn Williams, for joining me on If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill.
You've been listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill with Dr. Deborah Stroman. You can listen to all episodes at chapelborough.com/ If You Only Knew.